I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India tops the news. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers recently returned from Orissa State, where anti-conversion laws are aggressively enforced.
The big strategy here of Satan and of those people who oppose Christians is intimidation. They're trying to intimidate the workers. And so the big thing that we pray for is courage. If people will not be intimidated, if the work goes on in the measure in which it's been going, this persecution strategy will not work.
Next, volunteers in the United States read the entire Bible aloud on Capitol Hill this week. It's the 17th annual Bible reading marathon that included children, clergy, and members of Congress. The event culminates today on the National Day of Prayer. The International Bible Reading Association's Michael Hall says their partnership with Bible Pathway Ministries encourages more.
What we want people to take away from this event is to encourage the people to read the Bible devotionally. You can read through the entire Bible reading 15 minutes a day. And then we have the example in Ezra and Nehemiah, public readings of God's Word that calls nations back to repentance. And that's what we're hoping will happen.
And a car company is working with Operation Mobilization to provide support and education for young people in Argentina. According to their team, while OM is purchasing a building, Volkswagen will cover the cost of computers and furniture for a learning center in a poor neighborhood in Cordoba. The aim is to help initially 10 young people with English, mathematics, and basic computer training. However, their dream is to have the opportunity to share their faith in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.